Stay tuned for All Sides Now.
All Sides Now is an opportunity to express your opinion on an issue that interests you.
This is Liz Davidson. I moved to Humboldt County in 1997. A few months later, I spoke to a former colleague at the University of Chicago. He had just seen the horrific videos of the pepper spray incident in former Congressman Riggs' office. He was stunned. "What kind of place do you live in?" he asked me. That question is still unanswered, but the county of Humboldt and the city of Eureka have a chance to answer it now and overcome the national disgrace their law enforcement made of themselves through their excessive and malicious use of force against nonviolent, unresisting demonstrators. The 9 pepper sprayed activists have offered a settlement to the county. They have stated that money is not their issue, but instead they want mediation with law enforcement officers and a promise that this abuse of power will never again happen. The problem is the county and the city have shown very little willingness to settle so far, despite a previous ruling by a federal judge in the long civil rights suit. He explicitly stated, "It would be clear to a reasonable officer that using pepper spray against the protesters was excessive under the circumstances." He further noted that no reasonable officer would force pepper spray into their eyes and then do nothing to alleviate their suffering. So why not admit the wrong and make a settlement? A federal judge has already said the city and county were way out of line. Could it be that Humboldt County law enforcement, having suffered from a long and chronic infection of unreasonableness, wants to continue the practice of torturing demonstrators? Taking this case through yet another trial, a trial that will be highly politicized, publicized, and appealed, will cost the county millions of dollars and reinforce the disgraceful national image Humboldt earned when those videos hit the news. The Board of Supervisors has 2 weeks to consider moving forward with settlement and mediation. Call them and demand that they apologize, learn, and move forward. To make your comment, call the clerk of the Board of Supervisors at 476-2384, the Eureka Mayor's Office at 441-4172, the Eureka Police Department 441-4044, and the Sheriff's Office at 445-7251. Refusal to settle could bankrupt the county and will prove the county morally bankrupt. What kind of place do we live in?